Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly, too. USA Prepares, thank you for being in class with us today. I was hoping that Dr. Sergey Leo Shealy-Soren would be connecting. I think something went wrong. I'm not sure what at this point, but... The plan was to have him on for the first half hour, and we'll see if that happens. Otherwise, just the three of us in the studio, me and a couple Colts. So I've got a few things from 5 Minute University that I thought I'd share with the class. And one of them is lessons that I've learned through... About 70 years of getting my knuckles bruised and experiences that I've had. And one of them, I've mentioned, I bought this compressor used. It's yellow with black letters that says DeWalt on it. 60 gallons vertical compressor. It's got allegedly a 5-horsepower motor, electric motor. It runs on 230 volts AC. And I bought it because we had an immediate need for a shop compressor and ours quit. And so while I was getting the capacitors, I decided that, you know, we really just flat out can't be without a spare compressor. Now, we have other compressors. We have a little, like, 10-gallon compressor, but that won't run a tire machine. We have a 20-gallon compressor. That won't run a tire machine. You really need about 60 gallons or more to run a tire machine, especially an air-powered tire machine. And that's what we have, an air-powered tire machine. So I bought this used DeWalt cast iron pump. And I thought, you know, DeWalt, it's always been a really good name, quality tools. And I bought it based on their reputation and that it had a cast iron pump. Cast iron pump means the compressor head itself has a cast iron block and... rather than aluminum, so it'd be, you know, much tougher, more durable. And it's cheesy. I just can't stand this thing. It's lighter weight than I would like. They substituted materials to make this thing weigh less. And on the front of it, it says something, great big label, it says something like, made in USA with global materials. I'm paraphrasing, but I think that's pretty close to what it says. So what is a global material? I think that means China. I think that's what that really means. Yeah, oh, okay. Sergey is with us. Welcome. Dr. Sergey Leo Shealy-Soren is connected. Welcome.
Thank you, and glad to be here. Oh, by the way, I have to apologize. I had one digit off the number, and I finally figured it out, but... Well, here we are about 10 minutes later, but...
Well, you know, that's all it takes is just one digit. Yeah, and by the way, that's a real problem in medicine, right? Death by decimal? You know what that's called?
Yes. The bigger term is iatrogenic. Death by medicine, medical error, but it doesn't even count the issues related to the chronic medication, the side effects, so to speak, that we have come to expect as a normal, which is nothing but normal. which is not normal, and so much other stuff, unnecessary surgeries, procedures, and, oh, God, lots of stuff.
Well, today I just wanted to ask for our class that we all know, how is Dr. Shealy doing?
Oh, he's doing all right. He's actually having his breakfast at this point right now. We're waving hello right now. I'm in another room here, but perhaps when he is done, maybe he'll say hello.
That'd be wonderful. And please give him a hug for me. And my plan is to come see him, visit at his convenience and at your convenience. And one other thing, his garden. How has that been working with this brutal heat?
Gotta tell you, I am happy that we have a garden. This is my first garden ever officially. So we're getting some produce, a few cucumbers, a few tomatoes, but it's not as much as Norm would have anticipated. Not by any means. Heat, as you said.
Yeah. Well, today's class is the trifecta: thyroid, iodine supplements, and nuclear radioactive fallout. Those three. And they all tie together. Many people are concerned about what they're reading in the news about the former Soviet Union having, of course, Chernobyl in Ukraine has melted down. And it's been covered with a sarcophagus, but still leaking radiation. Mm. There's a no man's land around it. It's really deadly. And then there's an attack going on, and Russia and Ukraine are in combat at another nuclear site. And that could be blown up. And, of course, there'd be radioactive fallout. So that's why the trifecta of the thyroid, iodine supplements, and nuclear radioactive fallout. Can you address, starting with the thyroid, what does it do, and why are we so concerned about the thyroid and radiation?
Of course. Thyroid is located in the neck. Sometimes it's enlarged. It becomes a goiter. Sometimes you feel it. Sometimes you don't. And it's got a very important function in the human body. It's a basic metabolic supporter. Without thyroid function, nothing happens. Nothing. In other words, it's important for digestion. It's important for metabolism, for the endocrine function, interactions with other hormones. But it literally makes everything move. Too much, everything moves too much. So, such as examples, heart racing, palpitations, arrhythmias, sometimes chronic diarrhea, and anxiety, so on and so forth, blood pressure that's out of control, too little thyroid, opposite, not enough life activity, so to speak, not enough energy for the battery of life, if that makes any sense. So it is one of the essentials, and the thyroid is also, it reacts to many things in the environment, what we eat, if we exercise, how much stress we have. That's a huge factor in that. I'll emphasize that again. Most people don't realize that. But also the nutrition, what we eat, and whether or not we have enough proper supplementation. But also important whether we're taking care of ourselves and avoiding things like fluoride in the water and in a toothpaste, something that's killing the thyroid and lots of other endocrine organs. So that's the basic overview. If you have any questions specifically, we got a lot of areas to talk about, and I'm happy to answer questions.
Okay, so in your practice, are you seeing a significant amount of thyroid issues with patients, generally speaking?
About 60 to 70%.
60% or 70? Did you say 60 or 70%?
Somewhere on that range. Most majority, yes.
Yeah, that's a huge percentage. So, are you saying that 60 to 70% of the people that you see have a thyroid problem, either under or overactive thyroid? Am I hearing that right?
Correct. Primarily under, some over. Yeah.
Okay, so majority of that would be underactive. So what causes that?
Oh, so many causes. You can have inflammatory Hashimoto's thyroiditis where you have a storm and then you burn out. You can have, the most common thing is literally the crappy diets and the lifestyle, and the thyroid just can't keep up because everything in the body is meant to support normal metabolism. When we put ourselves in abnormal conditions and we call this new abnormal normal, we're accepted as is and even promoted as, hey, this is what I want, the body is going to keep up only so far, and then it's going to start breaking down. In other words, it's going against the blueprint. That's when we have to realize, change patterns, change outcomes. We've got to start the basic foundation, and I may have gotten off the question perhaps, but I do want to go into this because this is more important than anything else. Lifestyle, stress management, and proper supplements. You've got to have that.
Okay, so if I were to relate this to mechanics or computers, would an analogy be that the thyroid is like the clock that sets the pace?
That makes sense, yeah.
Okay, so it sets the pace for the body's other functions. So they all reference the thyroid. So underactive thyroid, sluggish performance. Overactive thyroid, the engine runs too fast and can burn out and actually fail, blow up.
Yes, perfect.
Okay, so what is the test to find out if our thyroid is overactive or underactive?
Ah, very good. Most people, offices, including endocrinology, utilize something called thyroid panel, and I do that as well. It's a blood work test, including TSH, which, interestingly enough, TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, is high. That means the thyroid function is low. If it's low, that means it's actually too high. So that's how you know whether you got too much activity or too little. And that test is fairly accurate, except that the issue with fluoride in water and in the toothpaste and everywhere that we look literally, it takes the place of iodine. On the test, it gives you a false normal. So that is where we recommend, Dr. Shilly and myself, that if you truly want to see where your thyroid is, first of all, go based on your symptoms. How's your metabolism? Are you hyper? In other words, are you sluggish? Where are you? Are you feeling good? If you're feeling good, chances are your thyroid is okay. But if the numbers are off, or if they're not off, but you're feeling off, then temperature a couple of hours after you wake up, if it's 98, let's say, 0.6 or so, that actually uses the number for 0.8, but anyhow, 98.8, let's say, you will be in the general good, great range. If you're slightly below that, no problem, but if you're in the 96, 97, some people are very cold all the time, that's core body temperature. So that will be the best test of your thyroid. But there's other things that contribute to thyroid function being low. So before one starts to just take a thyroid medicine all by itself without thinking about anything else, you have to consider that other hormones affect thyroid as well. Stress affects thyroid as well. Illness affects thyroid as well. So it's not just a question of, oops, here's a bad number, here's a bad thyroid test, okay, we have to treat it. It's a complicated matter.
Yeah, and we get back from this break. Can we talk about how do we take this body temperature, and then what do we do, and what are the critical signs that we need to do something right now? We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
of DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Sergey Leo Shuli Soren is with us. And if you'd like to get his telephone number for his clinic, if you'd like to talk with him, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. And the website, as I easily remember it, normshealy.com, NormShealy.com. And Dr. Soren is Dr. Shuli's dad. And I'm sorry, Dr. Shuli's Dr. Soren's dad. And they practice medicine together at the clinic. So normshealy.com, and the telephone number is 417-351-5221 in Springfield. If you'd like to call and arrange for an appointment or consultation, either via the telephone, via Skype, or in person. And for the vitamins, minerals, and supplements that I take, normshealy.com. What is the best way to take our temperature to find out if we might have a thyroid problem?
The best way is an oral thermometer. Usually, if you use the one under the arm or skin-based, you have to. It's a 1 degree less generally. So, but you can use that. You can adjust by that 1 degree as well. We started talking about a few things, and I don't think we have that much time left. I do want to get to some of the solutions and suggestions. So for people who are having thyroid issues, a lot of folks end up on Synthroid, which is a synthetic form of thyroid, and it does work for some people. I'm not against that. And it is covered mostly by insurance to a large degree. Now, there is about a 40% to 50% incidence in my practice, in my experience, where it's really not working, the synthetic version. So what we'd use is something called Armour thyroid. And for some reason, the conventional folks are deadly afraid of it, or shouldn't say that, but it's in competition with the pharmacomafia's preferred first runner-up, which is Synthroid. Otherwise, the other things that go against the system financially and as a competition, well, that kind of makes sense. The main thing is Armour. I usually start around either 30 or 60 milligrams, depending on the person's situation, and we just monitor initially more frequently, then repeat some tests to make sure tests are okay, but also temperature. And then, of course, the most important thing is, how is the person feeling? Too much, too little, do we need to adjust? And then, while at some point the person is cruising, and then it becomes easier. And that helps to stabilize other things too. Other things to take with it, something called iodine. Avoid fluoride at all costs. Avoid fluoride at all costs. And Dr. Shealy will second that. The iodine comes in several forms. Some easy forms are, you can do Lugo iodine, usually 2%. Most people, 2.5 milligrams, which is about 2 drops a day. For those who are deficient, you can load up with up to 8 drops a day for up to 3 months. There's a protocol on that as well, and then you go down to 2 drops a day. So that's daily. The 2 drops is equivalent to 2.5 milligrams, whereas the other alternative that we use in our practice, and this is what I take personally, is iodorol, 12.5 milligrams. And that's once a week. If you have a weekly dip planner, then you just organize it that way, once a week, Wednesday or Thursday, whichever day, just to make sure that you're consistent. I think that's basically plus lifestyle, plus stress management, plus make sure you got a good B complex. Dr. Shealy's U formula, for example, 2 of those per day. Essentials, which is a good B complex, the trace minerals, 2 of those a day. Youth formula is a vitamin C with MSM, raises DHEA, and they stress wellness hormone, 4 of those per day. Magnesium topical, that's another B basic essential. That's to be applied liberally all over the body. Just watch the sensitive areas in the eyes. It can sting a little bit. But it's wonderful for muscle tension as well, and it's deficient. And vitamin D3, at least 50,000 units weekly, or 5,000 to 10,000 units on a daily basis. And with that basic combination, I think that covers the basics.
Do you have a few more minutes, or do you have to run?
I do have just a few minutes, but I do need to get to the office. But yes, please.
Okay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry. Taiwan is assuring the United States that it can count on it to be a reliable supplier of semiconductors. Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen met with Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb today about expanding economic cooperation between the state and Taiwan. Holcomb is the third American leader to visit Taiwan this month.
The Biden administration will announce in the next week or so a decision on student loan payments, which have been on pause since March of 2020. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona on NBC News points out the teacher shortfalls in America.
And yes, we are dealing with a shortage issue, but some of the long-term solutions that we must focus on are creating grow-your-own programs. We need to tap the shoulders of our high school students, of our para-educators who are dedicated in our schools already, and give them a pathway to higher education.
We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
An appeals court put on hold U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham's scheduled testimony for Tuesday before a grand jury in Georgia's election probe. The case is returning to a lower court for another look. As the teacher shortage in America grows, Maryland schools receive $4 billion in federal money to correct the teacher shortage in the free state. Still, uncertified teachers are being hired in droves. Maryland parents George and Michelle Sullivan on Fox News overnight.
So it was just a mixture of things, just everything going on in the nation. Just my wife and I just saw the decline of the school system, and it wasn't even just a public school system. It was a private school system that was even scarier, that it was all over. It was overflowing into that. So we just made the decision to pull the kids and to quit her job and to just rely on our small business as our single source of income to survive.
You know, I think that it was placed on our heart to do this. You know, I feel like we had to give our children an environment that they could not have to wear masks all day, to where we had the freedom to choose which curriculum that they were going to be using. We've been able to fill in that gap that they lost during the COVID pandemic. It really has hurt children.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Sergey Leo Shealy-Sorens with us for a couple more minutes. What is the very best approach for iodine in case of a nuclear attack? And how fast do we need to take it? And why would we take it?
So let me answer that question, and then I've got a wonderful surprise for you, by the way. So in case of a nuclear attack, and I'm glad you asked me the question, the issue is thyroid is one of the most easily friable organs. In other words, just like gastrointestinal, GI, and all the other, ones that are replaced on a regular basis. In other words, that is going to be the primary target, and thyroid is going to be the first to absorb the all of the radioactivity. So when the thyroid goes, obviously regulation of the body goes. So when, as soon as that happens, you want to load up, if it's going to be Lugol's iodine, 8 drops a day for at least a minimum of 3 months and maybe longer. Otherwise with, that's probably the easiest way to go about that. But let me actually give you the one and only in the meantime, Dr. Norm Shealy. Deb, you want to say hello? Okay.
Good morning.
Dr. Shealy, it is so wonderful to hear your voice. This is great. Would it be okay with you if I came over to say hello this week?
You said that and quit that all week.
I'm really looking forward to it. I'll get in my old jalopy and head out your way. Maybe we could take a walk out toward the garden. I'm really looking forward to it. So how are you doing?
Excellent. I feel normal.
Well, that is great. And we're all looking forward to having you teach here at USA Prepares. We all missed you, and we're looking forward to it. So my plan is to come out. Do you have any thing that you'd like to share with our class today?
No, just the usual.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. So I'm so glad to hear your voice, and Sergey has been filling in for you in between running from home to the clinic, and he's even been broadcasting at 55 miles an hour while he's driving. You know, you two guys are really, both of you idle at 120 miles an hour. Both of you are real dynamos. Yeah. Well, Dr. Shealy, it's great to hear your voice. I know Dr. Sergey has to jump in the car and take off and go to the clinic where he's going to be seeing some patients. Dr. Sergey, anything else that you'd like to share with us before you hit the ignition?
Well, I do want to say much love to everyone and stay strong. God doesn't create junk, so we're all here for a purpose. Let's do our best. Holistic way, spirit, soul, mind, body, and Dr. Shealy is sending him his love as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys and your lovely family this week. Thank you so much for being with us today and spending time teaching at USA Prepares.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, class. I was talking about these compressors, and I was telling you about a DeWalt compressor. And from my experience, we can no longer go by brand name. We have to, because brand names have gotten cheaper, cheaper, cheaper in terms of quality. And I'm just not happy with it. I was reading a story about an over $1 billion with a B award for this family killed in a Ford pickup truck. It rolled over, and it landed on the roof, and the roof collapsed, and the occupants were crushed. And, you know, I know you've seen cars when you stop at a traffic light and you look left or right or look at the car in front of you. You see wrinkled steel, and you go, how did it wrinkle like that? Kind of looks like aluminum foil would crumple. Well, it's because it's thin. It's not as thick as it used to be. It's really, really thin. So your government has pushed and pushed and pushed the automakers to get more miles per gallon. And there's only a couple ways they could do it. One way is to lighten the load. Another way is to make more efficient engines. Another way is to reduce drag. Another way is to reduce rolling friction. Another way is aerodynamics. Another way is slowing down. Another way is putting bicycle tires on cars, you know, less friction there. So a bunch of ways that it can be done, and predominantly the way that the automakers have decided to do this is to reduce the amount of weight in the vehicle. So, I mean, if you think about it, is it easier to carry a briefcase that's empty or a briefcase that's loaded to the max. Okay? So it takes more energy to carry weight around. You all know that. So what they've done, and the automakers have done, is they've removed material. Bumpers got, well, they went from steel to plastic to styrofoam. For real. And, of course, that saved weight, and they took weight out of every possible place they could. There used to be guard beams in the doors. So if you opened your car door and looked at it horizontally about midway up, there was a beam in there. So that if someone crashed into your side of your car, you would be protected by this beam of steel. That's why car doors were so heavy. Not so much anymore, right? They're a lot lighter than they used to be. Well, they took the steel out. And they took the bumpers that used to be able to survive a 5-mile-an-hour crash. And now, some vehicles, if you hit a shopping cart in the parking lot, you're going to total the front grill of your car. Because the grill is the first thing that stands out. The grill's in front of the bumper, which is styrofoam. So, in that line of thinking, I think the DeWalt accountants have gotten, well, I got the keys to the engineering room. And they decided, of course, this is a little bit of a jest. They've decided that they don't need to have a cast iron flywheel on the compressor pump, the compressor head. They don't need to have a cast iron pulley on the motor. They don't need to have a V-belt. They can use one of these micro-ribbed belts. So instead of a V-belt, they use a micro-rib belt. Less friction, less material, less rubber, less everything. Well, I was looking at this DeWalt compressor in our barn, and I was livid. I looked at the side of the flywheel, which is now aluminum, which is about as thick in some places as the backing cardboard on a legal pad. That's how thick the aluminum is. It's barely enough to hold it together. And it's the same thickness of aluminum on the motor pulley. Now, the motor pulley is made out of aluminum as well, and it has these micro grooves in it. But the pulley on the compressor head that the belt drives has no grooves in it at all. It's just flat. They took the step out of the manufacturing process to put the grooves in the pulley, which means that the belt can walk a little bit to forward, a little bit backward. It can walk a little bit because they wanted to save the extra effort of the manufacturing of the grooves in the pulley. I'm not kidding. I took a flashlight and I showed Mrs. Finelli and I said, "What do you think about this?" She couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I can't wait to sell this DeWalt beautiful looking 60-gallon air compressor. It really looks like it was designed for marketing. It's absolutely magnificent in appearance. But in terms of quality, the accountants took over, in my opinion. So I was working on another compressor. I bought another used compressor. I bought that, by the way, I bought that used. It was less than half price at DeWalt. And I just can't wait to sell it. So I bought another one for half of that price, actually less than that. And it was made by a company called Campbell Hausfeld, an American company. American tank, American compressor head, an American-made motor instead of the Chinese motor that the DeWalt has. By the way, the DeWalt motor copied the American motor. The Chinese motor is a copy of an American motor, one made by A.O. Smith or Century. Great, great electric motor. So this motor is on a compressor, Campbell Hausfeld, to 60-gallon compressor. Looks similar in many respects, except it's heavier. More cast iron. More. It's made in 1981, so it's 41 years old. Now think about this. I would rather have a 41-year-old compressor than one that's just a couple years old. Because I know that starting right now, if there was a race, the old 41-year-old compressor would outlast the new one. Well, that's my belief anyway. By the way, don't believe anything I say. So I needed to get a pressure gauge for this Campbell Hausfeld compressor. After 41 years, it finally gave up, quit. And I bought one on eBay. Nice looking one. Put it in, and immediately, I mean from the first revolution of the motor on the compressor, this dial and the gauge inside the housing was vibrating like mad. Within 20 seconds, the dial screws unscrewed themselves. What I'm talking about is like if you had a watch with a dial, you know, in hands, old-fashioned kind of watch, every time you moved your hand, the dial would move within the case of the watch. That's what I'm talking about. That's how bad this thing was. Contacted eBay, and they say, this guy does not accept returns. Be really careful when you buy Chinese stuff. And by the way, you can't buy an American gauge because we don't make them anymore. Your only choice is, which Chinese one would you prefer? I'm not kidding. So, I am now looking at gauges on eBay, and I'm going to find one. I'm going to buy a used one. I'm going to pay more, probably twice as much, for a used American U.S. gauge company, USG gauge, for a compressor, than I would to get a brand new Chinese one. Can you imagine that? Charles is with us. Welcome, Charles.
Good morning, Vincent, and good morning to the class. I hope everyone's well.
Well, we're going into a break. I know you've got a lot to share with us. So can you stay through the break?
Yes.
All right, great. All right. Charles will be with us. And what do you want to talk about, Charles?
I just want to mention about gardening a little bit.
Okay. Sounds good to me. All right. Charles and I will be right back. That'll give me some time to calm down after talking about this DeWalt compressor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi there, it's Joe Montana. Life after football has been full of taking my shot at new things. Now I'm working with Pfizer to tell you about pneumococcal pneumonia. Pneumococcal pneumonia should be the last thing standing in your way.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can strike any time of year. It can disrupt your life for weeks, and in severe cases, it can put you in the hospital and even be life-threatening. And Joe knows that vaccination is one of the best ways to help protect himself from pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, COPD, chronic heart disease, or diabetes, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about the risk of pneumococcal pneumonia and whether vaccination is right for you. Understand your risk at knowpneumonia.com. That's KNOWpneumonia.com. This is your shot.
This message is brought to you by Pfizer.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Charles in Ohio is with us. Charles, did you happen to hear any of what I said about the compressors?
Yes, I did.
You know, nobody buys a 60-gallon compressor thinking it's a temporary compressor. Nobody. Everybody that buys one thinks that this is a lifetime purchase. You buy one, and if you really like it, you're going to keep it. Because it should last that long. Am I making a mistake when I say
no,
that?
Not at all. The thing is, in America, though, all purchases are temporary. We are expected to buy and buy and buy.
No,
so we engineer our products in such a way that it encourages us to go out and get a new one.
About 17 years ago, I bought a compressor that I really liked at Lowe's. It's made by, it had their house brand on it called Cobalt, K-O-B-A-L-T. Black tank, black motor, black compressor head, and it really looked heavy. Every part of it had four legs instead of three legs. The motor was made by A.O. Smith. First quality American manufacturer. The compressor head was cast iron, very heavy cast iron. It had cooling fins coming out of the compressor to cool the compressed air going into the tank so it wouldn't heat up the tank. I mean, it's really had all the features you could possibly want, including a V-belt. Really, really nice. And well, I wanted that very one because they came out, it was on the floor at Lowe's. And they only had one. They couldn't get any more of them. But they had the new models, which were same price, but nowhere near as good. So I was able to get the floor model, and it was $349.99 or 95 cents. Today, if you want to buy a replacement motor made by Century or A.O. Smith or its equivalent, today, it's $506 just for that very same motor. Now, you can get a Chinese replacement motor for somewhere between $200 and $300. And it looks exactly like the American one. They copied every detail, except for the label. It says, you know, Century or A.O. Smith. It says Make in China on it. And it's thinner. Everything about it is not as good. And that's where we are today. And it makes me crazy. And plastic buckets, Charles, you're talking about gardening. Plastic buckets, you used to be able to get a paint bucket or buy a 5-gallon bucket of oil, and that bucket would last forever, but not anymore. Now, if you keep that paint long enough, that bucket will crack. You can have it in your garage, and the bucket will just crack. Or if you have an oil bucket, 5 gallons of D-Lo, the bucket will crack and leak all by itself. You don't even have to move it. That's where we are today. And the insulation on the wires on European cars is designed to decompose. So you have a wiring harness that has, you know, hundreds of wires that go all over your car, and the insulation just turns to dust. Now the wires short out, and your lights don't work, your computers don't work, and then what do? A wiring harness is so complex, and it goes everywhere, and it's so hard to put one in after the car's been made, that people say, well, heck, I guess I need a new car because the wiring harness is bad. Charles, am I kidding?
No, not at all. And these automobiles could easily be designed where, like transmission cooler lines and fuel lines and wiring going from front to back could all be easily accessed and plugged in and removed, but they would rather not do that. That's why they hire all these engineers to make the cars more difficult to work on.
And they surely are. You want to talk about gardening?
What I wanted to say was I enjoy USA Prepares because it's heads up radio. It gives us a warning and a direction. I mean, that other places aren't willing to look at. But I had good luck in the past sprouting vegetables, looking at what we may be coming to in the future, and even just economy and feeding yourselves, gardening is always a good choice because it's going to be hard to buy and store enough food to last us through the hard times. So growing it is good. And so I just listened to the warnings on USA Prepares, and had some seeds for a long time and have been meaning to get to it. And I got started a few things to just get a feel of gardening. And I'm having
I'll tell you what. Can you stay with us a little bit longer after the break?
Sure.
Where do you have to go? Okay. I got an email from Kathy, USA Prepares instructor. She's on every other Thursday. And I don't want to steal her thunder, but I would like to share what was in two of these pictures. She took them at a grocery store. It's absolutely shocking. And you actually have to see it to believe it. And I'll share with you. I'll try to describe it in words when we come back. We'll be right back.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.